call it the Tansy and Chauncy Show. Esta mía. You're gonna enjoy this.
And we're here. It's the lads.
We are back.
We're just back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know where we've been, but wherever it has been, we're certainly back from it. And
before we start, though, Tabzi,
go on then.
We should actually introduce ourselves. I'm Chalty.
I'm Tabzi then.
Yep, that's you.
That's me.
Who was that? Who was that really like deep voiced African American fellow at the beginning? At the music, that was a bit weird.
I don't know, but I mean, I've seen a few of them hanging outside my my office.
I was wondering who was that guy? And he was talking about us. I've never actually met him.
I've never met him actually. I mean,
what's his name?
He sounds like a stand-up chap though, and I would definitely invite him around my house for scones and tea.
Good.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
But replace scones with scones, because that's how you actually pronounce it.
Well, there we go. Yeah. I'd love a
that's
button.
Right. So
I'd love a button.
For some
scone.
Reason, you've downloaded this podcast. I can't imagine why.
I have no idea.
But obviously you're up for some kind of racial banter with the lads. That's Chalty and Tabzi.
Chalty and Tabzi.
Or Tabzi and Chalty, whichever way you want to say it.
Well, I think, you know, I think we should iron this out, really. Because I think, like, Tabzi and Chalty is tax, and that's what we want to say.
So that's what the kids on the street are saying, but that's what they're saying on the street.
Actually, I think when they're starting to spray paint our names, like on walls, like in, you know, in Southall and in different parts of like London, you know, some of the boroughs,
the Bronx.
Like Banksy-esque, you know, I think like a couple of places in the city, like tax will really work. I think tax will really work a little bit more than, you know, cats.
Cause tax really, for life.
Because, but, you know, like...
if you say it quickly, though, it sounds like tax. Nobody wants tax coming down your earlobes, do they?
But cats, like, in London, if you was in London, like, obviously we're, like, you know, we're going to be really cool and everyone's going to, like, respect us and, you know, give us advertising money, which I'm not obviously pushing for at the first episode.
But, why do you always talk about advertising money?
Because it's the only way to
all
go.
All it comes down to.
I'm a child of the media.
I'm
a child of the media. So, I mean, I just think that, like, you know, if you have cats, it's both effeminate and you could also be stealth-promoting, like, a musical. And I don't think it's cool. I think...
oh, that's true, actually. We could get sued by the theatre company.
Exactly. And
you're listening
the
Cats podcast.
You and I know that both, like, you know, copyright infringement and copying in general of intellectual material is a no-no.
We just don't do it,
and,
basically.
I don't think we've ever been associated with it, and I don't think I'd like to bring it into my home,
personally,
let alone other people's homes on the radio.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Definitely.
And I've never illegally downloaded any form of music, movie, or document in my life.
Exactly.
I'm telling you that right now. Yeah.
I'd double that. You know what I mean? I'd absolutely double it. And And I'd take that to the bank, as the Americans say.
Definitely.
So
coming up next, the full version of the new Dr. Dre album. Put into this very podcast.
it's amazing how the Doctor is actually one of your closest friends and giving you the rights on this unknown podcast to, you know.
He approved it.
He did approve it.
He approved it. It was like which isn't actually my name.
Yeah, it's obviously...
He just called me that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chalty. And he says, oi, Chalty, you want to use my new album in your podcast? I was like, yeah. I'll do that. For you, Dre.
Yeah. For you, Dre, I'll do anything, my friend. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, the whole world's gone copyright infringement crazy, right? I mean, downloading this, downloading that for free, you know, it is about advertising space.
Apparently on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes.
Is what the kids are using these days.
Yeah.
Apparently you can pay for MP3s and download them onto your iPod.
Oh right, okay. Well, that's a new
good luck with that.
That's a new thingamajig. Obviously these
I don't think it'll be successful, to be honest. Nah. I mean, paying for MP3 I don't think anyone's ever going
to
do that.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, you know, and why would you want to, above all? I mean,
I give iTunes about a month before it shuts down.
I reckon as well. I mean, I just think they've got the model all wrong, you know? I just think, like, you know, anyone who's got an iPod will rip off friends' tracks and not download it for 99 cents, really. And
99 cent, isn't that rapper from America?
Nah, that's 50 cent. That's not 99 cent, is it? You know?
Same thing, innit?
It is the same thing. And also, like... actually, if you convert it and use it, the English system of poundage and pennyage, then really he's not as cool, really, is he? 50 cent. It's like 50 pence piece. It's not good. And I mean, he wouldn't.
I think that's the title of his new album. 50 cent, not worth as much as I used to.
After the market crash.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm half the man I was. Exactly. Exactly.
Literally
half the man he was.
It's going to be about... He's going to have to rename himself to 5 cents in about 2 years.
5 pence piece. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean... or he could actually, if he wanted to be a bit more cooler with the lads, you know, and the street crew, he could go with something like retro. Because retro's really in right now in old fashion. I think he could go with something like...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, you know. I think he could go with something like... Threatney bit. Yeah.
Hey Penny.
Yeah. I think like I would buy.
I don't even know what a Hey Penny is.
I would buy an album from a local lad called Threatney Bit, wouldn't you?
Threatening bit. I'm gonna threaten you with my bit.
Yeah. Well, actually, threaten me with your bit is quite aggressive. I would soften it. I think threepenny bit is a nice word to do it, really.
And can I just say, if there are any potential rappers listening, looking for a name, then if you use threepenny bit, then prepare to be sued, because it was heard first on the Tax Show.
The Tax Show. Yeah. Exactly. And we will.
That being the Tamsin and Chelsea Show.
We will tax your ass. For real?
Oh, zing.
Lower, higher.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
But anyway, talking back about tax, I mean, the kids on the street are not really calling it TACS or the Tabzi and Chelsea Show.
Are they?
Most people just call it the Bantercast, don't they?
Bantercast, and so they should.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Because that's what we're doing. We're casting out the banter.
Exactly.
We're bantering the casts. It's not a podcast, it's a banter cast.
I'd just be careful the way you say bantering casts. I mean, I just don't think, like, you know, in a PC politically correct world, that's appropriate language.
Yeah.
I would definitely keep it banter cast. Absolutely.
Does it sound like something else?
It just sounds like a whole lot of casts. And we're not in India, are we? We're in a different area of the world.
Ooh.
So, no, it's not racial. I mean, it's not ethnic. It's not. It's like caste system exists, you know. I guess it's like the class system in any other country. So it's just a different way of doing it.
Oh, God. You're not going to... Stop going on about the caste system.
Stop going on the bloody caste system.
That's all you talk about.
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Actually, we should tell the viewers /... listeners that
I think there is a few more listeners than viewers.
That being that it's not actually a visual podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, could be right.
It's one of the limitations.
But that's true. But I was just thinking, they don't know which countries we're casting the banter from.
They don't. And shall we tell
some people
them
might not know
about how dynamic we are and how innovative we are, or what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this Bantercast over the interwebs.
Yep.
And, should we give little hints to which country we are Bantercasting from?
Okay, that'd be good. I like this. It's like a little game show, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Little game show here. Let's play a little game. Okay, do you want to start?
Yeah, why not?
Try and keep it clean.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of greenery here, but sometimes it goes up in smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greenery, but it sometimes goes up in smoke.
Yeah.
In case you've just tuned in, you're playing Guess Which Country is from.
Well, not from, but living in because of work is a different thing.
Yes,
exactly.
That's true.
That's it. That's a bit weird, actually. That's an edit.
I'll just have to bleep that out, actually, because we don't want our real names going out.
exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tabzi.
It's okay. It's all right. So go on then. What about you? Okay. Where are you from?
So keep going. Oh, are you finished? People are not going to be able to guess it from that.
No, but we keep going. We keep interchanging. You know, you give me one, and I start guessing, and you start guessing and stuff.
In the country which I am casting from,
yep.
They drive on the same side as they do in the UK.
That's one of mine. That was my second one. What are you doing?
Same for you, is it?
It's exactly the same for me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I stole it.
You've...
Sorry, I'm not following the script.
Yeah. Yeah, we did work it out.
This is all written down.
We did work it out, you know, a lot, so...
That was my line. You're reading my lines again.
Yeah, you took mine. Anyway. Actually. Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you think of another one?
Politics is always high on the agenda in this particular area of the world and this country. And I'll give another hint that there's always... recently there's been a new leader put installed. It's been installed. Yeah.
Is it America?
Nope. Because there is no new leader being installed in America yet.
Oh, yes. Nice little red herring I threw in there.
It was a red herring. It was deceptive. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Okay, in my country, they are quite good at designing cameras.
Ooh.
In fact, I think every camera company in the world is from this country.
Oh. Okay, that's a good one. By the way, are we going to reveal at the end of this little skit which countries we are in?
Yeah. We should hurry up as well, because this is getting incredibly boring.
Boring, isn't it? Okay. there's a lot of blasts around me at the moment. I'm here for work, and I document it and send it around the world, because it's a highly charged area of the world at the moment. And your final clue, and then we're just going to reveal it and tell what we're doing here because it's boring the shit out of me.
I'll have to bleep that out again. You just said my name, you daft racist.
Oh, Chartsy, you silly. Chartsy.
Sorry, listeners, we're getting used to calling each other by our pseudonyms, not our real names.
Yeah. Go on then.
Okay, my final hint is these people love eating raw fish.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I'm going to...
If you don't know by now, you must be mental.
You must be tarded, basically. Absolutely tarded.
Okay. Give the final massive clue for your country.
It's Pakistan.
That's not a clue.
It is, because not many people know where the hell it is.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Can you guess which country Tabzi is broadcasting from? Pakistan.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And in case you didn't know, mine was Japan.
Japan, Tokyo. Sudanama. Utadanama. Yep, exactly. Sudanama.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Near Tokyo.
I mean, should we tell them what we do? I think it's good fun, actually, if we tell why the hell we're doing this. I think it'd be good fun. You know, everyone should get involved, really.
Actually, I just thought about something. You said, like, your country, Pakistan, your hint was that the leader has just changed.
Yeah.
Well, Actually, the same is true for Japan. They've just
Prime Minister.
reinstated a new prime minister.
Yeah. What?
Yep. Which is
Abo?
the
Oh, is it
fourth
his name?
Abo what's his name? Aso.
Aso, yeah, Aso. Yeah. He's
Mr. Aso. I'm not actually making that up either.
a complete Aso, as I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's the joke that's going around here.
God, banter. That's why it's
Hey,
called.
asshole.
He's
Asshole.
Ad-hoc. So,
I almost did it
you
myself then.
did, you did, you did. So, what do you do in Japan?
Yeah.
What do you do in Japan then, Chelsea?
Well, before we go on to
Oh,
that,
God.
I'd just like to say that Mr. Aso is the best prime minister
Yeah.
this month.
Yeah. In Japan.
Because they've actually changed it like five times since I've been in
Yeah,
Japan, which is
that is
ridiculous.
silly. Isn't it? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know. So what do you do? What do you actually do then, Chelsea? Why are you in Japan?
Oh, well, I do several things in Japan.
Oh, okay.
I
Ooh.
teach the English
English
language to
language.
people who do not know a word of it.
Good, good, good.
And
So you're in
I
Newcastle. Are you
write.
in Newcastle?
What?
Are you in Newcastle?
Not anymore.
That bombed. It bombed.
I used to teach English to people in Newcastle. Yeah, that's right.
And you
It's
thought
true,
Tokyo was the next best
but
bet. That's good. That's good. Yeah, go on. Go on.
yes, and apart from teaching English, I write articles and take photographs for a highly popular magazine,
Woo.
which I won't advertise because I don't want to,
Yeah.
clash of interests
Sure.
on this podcast.
Absolutely.
We're all about the tax show, the
It's all about
BanterCast,
the
aren't we?
BanterCast. Exactly, exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
So I won't mention
Definitely
that.
not. That sounds good, though. That's good. It's good. It's good.
So what about you? You take pictures, don't you?
Yeah. I'm a bit of a photo journo by trade. And I
Yep.
work for newspapers in like other countries and then feed back the old pictures of the old stuff going on in the old country, in Pakistan.
Mainly people have been people being slaughtered and or injured beyond the
And
yeah.
I'm
That's
there.
mainly what you make your money from, isn't
I'm
it?
there. I'm there. You know, I'm there on the spot. So,
If there's an accident, Tabzi's there.
exactly. I'm.
You're kind of like the anti-Superman in a
I
way.
am. In fact, sometimes you know, you kind of you have to recreate. You have to create your own images. So there's many things you have to be creative
Oh, God.
with.
Always takes it too far.
No, I enjoy my work and I'm doing okay. And this is a good laugh for all of us involved. Via internationalism and the internet.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Internationalism, a word that doesn't exist until now.
Exactly, I just invented it. So keep there, because there will be a new word every couple of minutes on the Bantercast that doesn't exist.
It's true, actually. It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Exactly, it is. It is.
Actually, before we go into the next section, Tabzi,
Yeah.
we have to stop for a little break.
Oh.
We're going to have a little advertisement break.
Okay.
I don't know if you know, but we have a sponsor of this podcast,
Oh, a sponsor. Okay. Good.
and it's a scientific company. I
Oh.
think they do something about like dietary products
Cool.
or something like that.
Can't
I'm not
wait.
quite sure.
Can't wait. And
But
that's great. I'm sure many of our listeners, sorry, they will be buying the product in question with a shelf. You know, on the off the shelf straight away. So,
That's right. Okay,
yep.
so let's go for a little break
Okie dokie.
and we'll come back. Enjoy the ad.
Okay.
Hey there. Are you having problems with your bowels and/or anus area? We know the feeling. That's why the scientists here at Anti-Ethno have been working on a cure. No longer will you have that aching feeling when trying to enjoy a meal. Your date won't be ruined by an out-of-control exit hole. All you need to do? It's simple. Stop living in an Asian country and start eating good old home-cooked food. It's that easy.
And, well, yeah, I'd definitely buy it. Don't know about you.
Yep, sounds
Yep,
good.
sounds good. I'd buy
It
it.
seems very, like the target audience is very, very specific there. It's for people who live in ethnic countries.
Ethnic countries.
Like, So, or Asian countries, Asian to be countries. Less racist.
Yep. Please do that. Okay. Well, yeah. Because, yeah, exactly. Because right now you sound like the antithesis of William Wilberforce.
Oh, God.
William Wilbers. Yep. So,
Wizard Wazzer, as I call him.
Good. Genius. Okay. Yep,
good answer. So, I'll be buying that.
We've started to build features into this little banter cast, and I think that, like, I think we should definitely pursue it and start going on about it. I mean, should we go, like, this week in the news?
This week in news, okay.
It is this week in the news. What's in the news? What's going on in the world?
Well, you've caught me off guard there, Tabsy.
Sorry, Tabsy. Chelsea. Christ, yeah.
I actually have no idea what's going on in the news in the world, but I do know one thing that's the hot topic.
Go on.
At the moment is the old American presidential race.
Yep.
And race isn't a pun.
Oh, we're definitely off air already. Oh, man. We have to be careful. I want this to do well. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. It's going to hell.
No.
So the presidential race.
I'm a big fan of... I'm a big fan of the old Barack Obama. Good lad. Yeah. And... It is unfortunate that his name does sound like a terrorist country.
Well, a terrorist name in a terrorist country. You're showing your xenophobia there, but it's all right.
What? Barack Osama?
Barack Osama. Barack Osama is like the one that they're saying. Which actually was a slur probably... Let's get this back on track. It was probably a slur from the Republican Party. The Republican Party. And
oh yeah, they like saying that. Yeah,
yeah, that's the Bush Party, right? And I don't mean that like that's some kind of like spring porn video. I mean that's like this is like the Republican Party. That Bush is
the Bush
actually,
Party. The Bush Party. I just got it.
Oh God, it's slow on the uptake. Yeah,
I'm a bit slow. God, it's so late.
It is so late.
Oh, yeah, God. Late. Not getting it.
It's right.
So, yeah, the Bush Party. the Republicans, as they say.
Republicanas, yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones who say that, and yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. His name is Barack Obama.
Obama. Actually, Obama is a Kenyan. It has Kenyan descent. I mean, that's quite.
He's not even trying to change his name to something like easy to slip off the tongue, is he? I mean, he hasn't renamed himself to like Joe Osama or Obama. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
I'm doing it now.
Oh God,
Joe Obama or you know whatever.
Sure.
Or at least like Barack Smith or something like that. I don't know.
Barack Smith. Yeah.
He's just going all out, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean...
Good luck to him, I say.
Well, yeah, he's doing all right. He's up there with, right. You know, one last big push and the guy's in power, and I think that's great. Overall. Good laugh.
And he's going against a geriatric man and a slightly mental woman.
He's going against... Yeah, he is. I mean... You know, I don't understand US politics. I will never probably understand them. But, you know, this lady...
Shouldn't have to.
But this lady, I mean...
Shouldn't have to, yeah.
This lady...
keep going.
Palin. Like, you know, I mean, I think what we should all remember, and especially the US, who's going to put her in power, is that if geriatric McCain pops his clogs in the 8-year term that he's got, right?
Which he will in about... 10 weeks.
4-year term, actually. 2 if you get in, obviously. Like, you know, you have to be re-elected after 4. That was my error. But she's going to be the President of the United States and therefore the most powerful person on Earth. A soccer mum.
A woman.
A soccer woman.
I mean, sorry, a stupid, retarded woman.
a soccer mum.
Can you say thinks, retarded on the radio?
Yeah. Who thinks that
you can, okay.
Oh man. Who thinks that being like, you know, Republican, like being senator for Alaska is understanding that she understands Russia, you know, because she's next to it. I mean, that's just mental.
Well, can I just do a little analogy there, Tabzi?
Go on.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all going to shit.
God, I got so many to bleep out. It's like, if, you know, I wanted to become like the head of like an oil company.
Yeah.
And then they ask me, okay, so what's your experience, Chelsea? And I say, well, I've been to a petrol station. And they're like, okay, welcome aboard.
Exactly. It's exactly that. It is that messed up, you know? And,
yeah, you know, just because you've eaten a Willy Wonka chocolate bar doesn't mean you can be Willy Wonka.
Exactly. And we should all remember that, really, shouldn't we? You know, I don't think you can be
Willy
Wonka.
Willy Wonka is a genius. That's all I want to say.
He is a genius. He's a real genius, that lad.
Fictional genius.
We've kind of gone off a bit here, and I really don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on at all here. I really don't.
Sort it out.
I think, I mean, actually, I tell you what, I'll just go on a sidetrack again, because really, it's all about banter, and there's no more bigger banter than the fact that I'm looking at the BBC website right now, okay? Now, what happens with BBC is that in the UK, they don't have advertisements. That's a big, big thing, you know? Their BBC doesn't accept advertisement space. It does not do it for
on
TV or on the internet, and bbc.co.uk, okay? But if
on the internet,
listen, if you're using another browser from another country, another service provider, like, you start to get ads. Now, some of the funniest things are is that I am living in an Islamic country, okay?
Yeah.
I'm living in Pakistan, and
it's advertising pork chops.
It's advertising penis enlargement pills, and this will be on. Give out our, what's our website address again? It's the www. What?
Oh, our Bantercast blog.
Yeah.
You don't need the www. You just go thebantercast.blogspot.com.
Okay, that is again.
The Bantercast, one word.
Oh.
.blogspot.com.
Okay. And now what we'll do is we're having a little bit of interlinked call to actions here, a nice little term. But I'm going to basically put up a screenshot of my BBC homepage. And I've got, like, you know, how threatening is the financial crisis, right next to an advertisement right next to an advertisement for surprise her with a bigger penis. And I've just taken the screenshot of
that
it,
is brilliant.
And nobody on the planet can invent banter like that, because that is true banter. I'm in an Islamic country. I've got an advertisement next to the financial crisis with a blue-eyed blonde woman looking surprised, because obviously this guy probably just bought her, right? And then that's not just the only thing. On the banner advertisement at the top, near the clock with the BBC, there's four men in a full Monty kind of pose with helmets over their genitalia, like, stand out in the crowd. Stand out in the crowd. Try Vimax pills.
Like, I mean, don't have that one.
No.
In Japan, we don't have that one.
That's it. Someone has got to be taking the piss, because I'm in an Islamic country.
That's on the BBC website.
Yeah, and it's because it's coming through my browser, because I'm in Pakistan. I've got this, and it makes no sense.
On the Japan one, they've got like an advertisement for like an airline, like fly business class or something
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some guy with his knob out.
No, I just like to reiterate. My browser is coming from Pakistan. I'm living there as a photojournalist, as we've been through. And I'm on the BBC homepage, checking out interesting links for everybody at home to listen to. And, well, homepage is about as interesting as it gets. Two advertisements for cock enlargement on the BBC homepage.
That's amazing. It's unbelievable. We've got to get that on the blog.
And
yeah.
I've just taken a screenshot of it, and nobody... I mean, you just can't believe this kind of stuff, you know? It's unbelievable, man. You cannot write this kind of banter. You know?
Well, any interesting link that we find, we'll put something on the Bantergast blog, won't we?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're going to do. I mean, it's like, you know, it's obvious that we should do stuff like that. So it's just mental, some of these things.
Should we move on to our next item, agenda? Did you get the agenda?
Did Nair get an agenda?
You what?
Did Nair get an agenda, but let's get on with it.
It's Chaltzy, you schlag.
Oh, Chaltzy, okay. Yeah, Chaltzy. Chaltzy.
That's another one to bleep out, brilliant. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, today we're going to have a top 10. We always have a top 10 on the... on the old Bandercast.
And I'd actually just like to say that people could blog their top 10s as well, you know, on our website. They could come back and kind of like give us a top 10 something, and we'll read it out and even tell you who said it. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So go on then. Let's do this.
Well, today we've got the top 10 dirtiest names in sports,
ooh,
which is, it doesn't sound that interesting, but let's just go for it.
Okay, go on.
These are all American-based sports celebrities, because I'd never heard of any of these people, and I don't think they could ever be successful in the UK or Europe or anywhere else in the world, to be honest.
Probably not.
For example, at number 10, Dakota Fagg.
Dakota Fagg.
Spelled F-A-G-G.
Oh, no.
This guy is an American football player.
Yeah.
With his first name being middle name being Cody, and family name being Fag.
So, I mean, if you leave out his name, middle name is DeFag.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, I mean...
can you imagine his teacher saying, like, where's DeFag?
I could definitely imagine that. That's the thing. Worst defact in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so next is number 9.
Should we move on to number 9? Do you want to read number 9, Tabzy?
Yes, this guy is a former Yankee Blue Jay, and Marlin takes the number 9 spot. He's got the name of a very famous character in one of the biggest cartoon shows on earth. Homer.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's kind of combined with another name, and that is Bush.
Sexual.
Homer Bush.
Oh, so close.
Homer Bush, exactly. Well,
Homer Bush.
Exactly. Homer Bush.
I think it would have been better if his family name was Sexual.
It could have been, or
eroticism.
Homoeroticism, that would be good. Exactly. Yeah. That would be great for Moe's Tavern on like crank calling, like on The Simpsons. I think everybody's been there and watched that, you know. I'm looking for a Homer, last name Sexual. That would be classic. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Next one is Spanish.
Well, number 8, sorry.
Yeah.
Is this Latin American guy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But when you read how to pronounce it, I thought it was Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
But if you pronounce it properly in like with a Spanish accent,
go on.
It's actually called Pujols.
Oh, okay.
So his name is Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols. Good.
Yes. Good.
Okay. I think that works if you're Spanish.
Pujols. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And moving on into the top 10. Is number 7 coming in with a Russian figure skater. Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The name's Chaltzy, by the way.
Chaltzy, yeah, go on.
So, what's number 7, Tabzy?
It's a Russian figure skater. actually competing in the Nagano 1998 Olympics, finishing in fifth place with a good performance, but probably didn't make number one because I don't think anyone could get away with announcing this name. Quite simply, it's Irina Slutskaya.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Irina Slutskaya.
Irina Slutskaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think number six is a lot better. It's a lot more to the point.
Go on.
It's the sound of someone grabbing someone else's genitalia and pulling it rather hard.
Yep.
It's Ron Tugnutt.
Tugnutt.
Which is brilliant.
Tugnutts.
Tugnutts, yeah.
Yeah, Tugnutts. Okay. And we're moving on again.
I like number five, actually.
You like number five. Go on then. What's number five?
Yeah. Number five is Asshole Slivets.
Asshole
is a... yes.
Yeah, go on.
Asshole Slivets is a skier in the Olympics.
Okay, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, freestyle. And I think anyone, any asshole can be a freestyle nowadays.
Yes.
That didn't work.
Hey, asshole.
Let's moving on.
Hey, asshole, are you skiing now?
Hey, asshole. Hey, on Dunkoff. Exactly. Okay, come on.
Yes, I'm sure she will tell her to watch her CD changer in her boot.
Oh, in her asshole. Exactly.
Okay, number four is great as well. I like this.
Go on.
Number four is another American footballer.
Yeah.
just simply called Dick Butkus.
Oh, no. You know,
it sounds a bit like Butkiss.
Okay.
Dick Butkiss.
Okay, it does. And also, like, there's so many puns you could do there, really, isn't there? If he was a highly potent copywriter. For a newspaper or something. I won't go into it, but there's plenty of puns on the name there.
Maybe if, for example, if he was sucking up to his boss,
it could
say butt kiss in butt kiss incident or something like that.
Exactly. Or
butt kiss by name, butt kiss by nature. Or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Dick's a real butt kisser.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So let's move on to number three. It's another good one, actually. I like this one.
Go on.
Very, very, very simply, just Johnny Dickshot.
Classic. Let's move on.
So,
Dickshot,
there he is.
Exactly, yeah.
What does he do? No idea what he does. Dickshot died in 1997 anyway, so...
Dickshot did die. What a tragedy. Okay.
I think he was actually killed by a... gunshot to the penis area, so that's ironic.
He didn't plan on it, but it happened.
He did, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's his headline: Dick shot by name, dick shot by death.
Tragic,
okay then.
Tragic, really.
Do you want to read number two?
Yeah, I do. It's something that all people do after contacting probably some tart with knob rot, really.
Oh, God, what are you talking about?
And that is a Mr. Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah. But he was also known as America's whingiest driver. And really, we can sympathize with that, really.
Winningest driver.
Oh,
what the hell does that mean?
I thought it was whingingness, but it's all the same thing. I mean, I think Dick Trickle was obviously a trendsetter. So,
even though his name sounds like a venereal disease.
It does. But no one can beat number one, and there should be a drum roll.
Number one. Oh, yes, here we go.
Was that a drum roll, or was... Was that a drum roll? It was more like an AK kind of, a Kalashnikov.
Just say number one, for Christ's sake.
And number one, in the top 10...
Okay, let me build it up
sport.
A bit.
Yeah.
Let me build it up a bit for you.
Go on.
Number 10 in the dirtiest sports people's names is...
Number one is... Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox, that's
Chubby
right.
Chubby Cox, yeah.
Basketball player.
Yeah. He was born
Jimmy John... Cox by name. I won't go there, actually.
Yeah,
too I don't obvious.
It was, and yeah,
he yeah. Plays for the Kings as well. He played for the Kings.
He did. He did.
He's quite potent.
So he was a king-sized Chubby Cox. Chubby Cox, really.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Plays for the Kings.
Exactly.
Well, and that was the top 10 for this week.
And it was
we'll
a good,
have another one of those next week.
It was a good top 10. It was a good top 10. I keep reassuring myself that that was a good top 10.
It wasn't that good, to be honest.
No, it wasn't. I would have rather gone for the top 10
most racist commercials, but
yeah,
you chose the dirtiest names.
I did, yeah, because you know, I just think that, like, you know, we should definitely try and be varied, and I'm sure that next 10 episodes will be all related to that anyway, so
that's true.
Like, so let's try and, you know, break it up a bit, but I think, like, yeah, I think that's it, and we've probably got another section coming up soon. Chelsea.
I'm gonna stab you in the face in a minute. Very good.
okay,
well, I think I think that's all with the all things we've got for this week, actually.
It's all we've got time. Yes. It's been an interesting first episode.
You know that guy that we had at the beginning who sang at the intro song? I think we should let him, like, take us out.
Sign us out. Yeah, I think he should do. He should sign us out. Yeah.
So this is Chelsea from Japan signing off.
And this is Tabzi coming in from the casting of the old Pakistan-related areas, signing out. Yeah.
That was the most long-winded outro I've ever heard.
Just wanted more airtime. Oh, okay. Chelsea, whatever your name is gone. Okay, carry on.
Okay, take it away, deep voice guy.
See you later.
That's all the guys got for you this time. Tune in next time.